In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
When the land of this rich man brought forth plentifully, he had plans to build larger barns and to have enough income for the rest of his life. So he addressed himself, he addressed his soul, emphasizing three extremely selfish goals in his life. The first goal in his life is to take his ease, to take his life easy, or take things easy, that is mainly to relax. So the first objective in this man's life is to be indolent and slothful, putting his feet up and looking for a resting place. He did not want to work, or neither want to be compassionate toward both himself or toward those who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens in this life. And his first objective is the source of all evils, because the lazy glutton will lose every energy in life, and at the end he will destroy himself in his apathy and indolence. The second objective in his life is to eat and drink, that is to be gluttonous in his life. He wants to live in order to eat, and not to eat in order to live. And this sensual desire is insatiable and unquenchable, and reduces man to be just like a beast, and reduces his humanity to a devouring living being, or to become like those who lived before the flood in the Old Testament, spending their lives eating and drinking and feasting sumptuously every day. The third objective in this man's life is to be merry, to enjoy himself, and to have a good time. As a pleasure-seeking man, his ultimate goal in his life is self-indulgence and hedonism. And being the lover of pleasure, this man unknowingly wants to become a slave to his passions and his pleasures. And this slavery comes from his cravings that are at war within him. And if he spends what he got, what God has given him in his pleasures, he will find only pain and sufferings. For this reason, these foolish dreams are short-lived, because at that night his soul was required of him, leaving all these things he has prepared to someone else. In this parable, brethren in Christ, we are warned not of riches as such, but the deceitfulness of our minds. The blame was not made on what he had, but on his corrupt mind, It is possible to be rich and not to be deceived. It is possible to be affluent and not to be choked with selfish desires. For indeed, these selfish and foolish objectives have three contrary disadvantages. The first one is anxiety over man's properties, wearing him out and spreading darkness over him. And the result is anxiety and not relaxation. Second, spiritual and physical harms which come as a result of overindulgence and the slavery of the belly. The god of this man is his belly. His mind was set only on earthly things. But we know from the Bible that God will destroy both the belly and the food itself at the end. And the third disadvantage is distress and the spiritual atrophy. Hedonism, or the pleasure-seeking objective, makes us like piercing thorns. You know, sometimes we think that if we are seeking pleasure or we are seeking happiness, we are aiming at a good thing, but in the Bible they are called thorns. So the pleasure-seeking person may be intoxicated in his senses, although he's not aware of this. But the one who is really he knows that this hedonism pricks sharper than any thorn. It wastes the souls even worse than any anxiety in our life. It causes grievous pains both to our body and soul. It dulls the senses, darkens our reasoning, blinds the keen-sighted mind, and makes the body flabby. And all these three disadvantages will lead to the loss of both physical and spiritual life. When the goals of this rich man dominate our minds, we are being enslaved by earthly desires. And when these dreams grow in our minds are imperiled, and our lives are endangered with death and condemnation. And why is this? Because Christ is asleep in us. What do I mean? I mean we have forgotten his presence. So in our lives, we have to remember him always. Let him keep watch within us. Pay heed to him so that you may become lovers of God and not lovers of earthly things. At the beginning of this Christmas Advent, the moment has come to awaken Christ in us and let him remind us of his words. So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. So when we fast during this Advent, let us take Christ's yoke upon us and learn from him, for he is gentle and humble in his heart, and we will find rest for our souls, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.